Chapter 1. Her stomach twisted as Eve Gray gazed up at the imposing building centered on the busy Atlanta street. Heat rose from the pavement, seeming to surround her. Someone bumped her from behind, and she took a quick step forward. Just one step, then she caught herself. Her heart was racing so fast, too fast, and her palms were sweating. She brushed her palms over her narrow skirt, and then Eve took just a moment to smooth down her hair. This was it, the moment she'd been waiting for. The people inside would either help her or... No, there is no option. They have to help me. She straightened her shoulders and headed through the big swinging doors. She kept her gaze focused straight in front of her as she marched toward the elevator. She needed to go up to the fourth floor, Suite 409. The elevator doors opened silently. Men and women in expensive business clothes climbed on and off the elevator. Eve kept her chin up. Her clothes were older, faded, too casual for this office building, but it wasn't like she had a lot of choice. There were no choices for her. The elevator dinged and she hurried out onto the fourth floor. The lush carpet swallowed her footsteps. Then, a few desperate moments later, she was standing in front of a heavy wooden door. Across the door, golden letters spelled, "Lost." Her lips curved in a smile that just felt sad. Lost. Yes, that was exactly what she was. And she desperately needed the people inside that office to help her. Eve turned the doorknob with trembling fingers and crept inside. A perky receptionist glanced up at her, showing a smile that flashed huge dimples.
"Welcome to Lost. How may I help you?"
Eve had to swallow twice in order to ease the dryness of her throat.
"I need to speak with Gabe Spencer."
He was a man she'd read about in the paper. The tough ex-SEAL who'd made it his new mission to create Lost.
Lost. The Last Option Search Team. This office and all the personnel in it had one function, just one, to find missing people. To search for those that the authorities had already given up on. The receptionist, a pretty girl with sun-streaked blonde hair, gave a small shake of her head.
"I'm sorry, but do you have an appointment, ma'am?"
"No." And Eve knew that the perky lady was about to tell her to hit the road. So Eve shoved her hands into her oversized bag, the only bag that she had, and yanked out a carefully folded newspaper. She smoothed out the fold and offered the paper to the receptionist.
"I need to talk with Mr. Spencer about this."
This being the series of murders that had been highlighted in the Atlanta News 3 weeks ago. 7 women had been abducted, tortured, killed. Their murderer hadn't been caught.
We don't really hunt serial killers here at Lost," the receptionist said with wide eyes. "I'm not sure what you think Mr. Spencer can do for you."
The office door opened behind the receptionist. At the soft sound, Eve glanced up automatically and saw a man, tall, handsome, powerful, filling that doorway. His hair was jet black, thick and still military short, even though she knew the guy wasn't active with the SEALs any longer. Gabe Spencer. She'd done research on him at the local library, found his picture, read his bio again and again. 34, single, master's degree in criminal justice. He'd been a decorated SEAL, but he left the Navy after his sister had been abducted a few years ago. Gabe had made it his sole mission to find Amy and bring her home. He had brought her home. Just not alive. His gaze was a bright, intense blue, and that gaze focused sharply on Eve. She shifted beneath his stare as uncertainty twisted within her. He was handsome. No, almost too perfect. But his features had looked softer in the pictures she'd seen online. In person, his jaw was sharp and square, his cheeks high, his nose a strong blade, and his lips were sensual. The man had a deep, powerful appeal that seemed to fill the air, and she was just staring at him. Heat stained her cheeks.
"What is wrong with me?"
"I don't think we can help you," the receptionist told Eve, giving a sad shake of her head. But Eve wasn't really paying attention to the blonde any longer. She was too aware of Gabe.
Gabe was still staring straight at her, too. His gaze dipped from her face down to her toes, the toes that peeked out from her high heels. Then it slowly rose to study her face once more. His voice was a deep rumble as he asked, "Have we met, Ms.?" She almost laughed at his question.
"I'm afraid that I don't know if we have."
One dark brow lifted as confusion flashed in his blue gaze.
"I'm here to meet with you, Mr. Spencer."
The words came out in a rush, but this was her chance. She had to take it. Eve grabbed her newspaper back from the receptionist.
"Please, can you spare a few minutes to talk with me?"